What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. I hope you had a great July 4th if you're here in America or if you're an expat. And hope you just had a great weekend wherever you may be listening. I read something over the weekend. When I read it, I immediately printed it out and put it on my desk and left it here so that I could put it on the podcast today. When I read this, it kind of stopped me, and I immediately thought, you know, this is what so many of the people that we serve live, eat, sleep, breathe. This is why they do what they do. And it's a quote from a book called The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. It's a short quote. I'll read it once. You may want to replay it. I've read this multiple times. I love this. You probably know that here at Schedule Fly, we serve independent restaurants, independent hospitality businesses. We don't serve any chains. So we serve people that have one, two, three locations. You know, the very largest ones might have a dozen. But people that really have hospitality sort of coursing through their veins and do what they do, of course, to make money, but for many other reasons. And I thought this was a really great example of sort of the confluence of money and calling and so forth. So here we go. This is again from The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist. Quote, each of us experiences a lifelong tug of war between our money interests and the calling of our soul. When we're in the domain of soul, we act with integrity. We are thoughtful and generous, allowing, courageous, committed. We are open, vulnerable, and heartful. We are trustworthy and trusting of others. We feel at peace within ourselves and confident that we are an integral part of a larger, more universal experience, something greater than ourselves. End quote. I love that. I know that that quote resonates with many of you. I know that that quote is, you know, whether you've thought of it that way before or not, that's how you feel about what you do and why you do what you do. We've been fortunate to have over 300 owners on this podcast over the years, and that's the common theme, that's the common philosophy, if you will, of why so many of these folks do what they do, and why we, the public, their customers, love visiting their establishments. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for taking that approach to business. Tomorrow on July 6th, I'm going to be interviewing an owner who I actually interviewed last week, but the audio was not great and the story was too good to risk having less than perfect audio. So we're going to redo it tomorrow and we'll have that up by the afternoon of the 6th tomorrow or the 7th. Keep listening. More coming soon. Y'all take care. Thanks.